The price of oil is important in Weld County, where most of the state's active drill rigs are. Amid the coronavirus pandemic and disputes between the world's biggest suppliers, the price per barrel has dropped to around $25, its lowest level in nearly two decades. As KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, businesses that depend on the industry are bracing for a prolonged bust.
Oil and gas production adds billions of dollars into Colorado's economy each year. From welding services to the restaurants that feed hungry rig workers, a lot of northern Colorado businesses depend on it. So when drilling slows down, they do too. Jose Casillas is manager of Migallo Hero, a small Mexican restaurant in Evans, south of Greeley.
This is the kitchen right here.
It's right off a street where a lot of trucks travel on their way to well pads. But right now, the place is empty.
What I hear, it's just worse and worse because of the sudden oil drop, you know what I mean?
Casillas depends on several big orders a week to get by, like 50 to 100 burritos for crew safety meetings. And because the number of active rigs in Colorado is 20% lower than it was this time last year, energy companies need fewer workers and fewer burritos.
It's been dropping down to 30 and then 20, and then sometimes they've canceled when they've called me.
Now he's reassessing how much meat, produce, and tortillas to buy from his suppliers, and whether he needs to lay off some of his kitchen staff. It's the type of situation a lot of companies find themselves in right now.
And it's really, the industry's a victim of its own success.
Chris Wright is CEO of Liberty Oilfield Services, a Denver-based fracking company that employs around 1,000 people.
We can produce more oil and gas now, spending less money, and frankly, with less workers.
Even before COVID-19 arrived on the international stage, U.S. oil production had grown so much it created a glut in the market and pushed prices down late last year. Wright says now the virus is pushing them down even lower.
That also has taken 10 or more dollars off the price of oil, is this fear of most likely slower demand growth this year than we would otherwise have got with positive economic growth in the world.
As Liberty and other companies in Colorado assess whether layoffs are the next step, local governments are increasingly worried about their tax base. Don Warden is Weld County's director of finance.
School districts, fire districts, recreation districts, municipalities, as well as the county, we're going to all be adversely impacted by the low oil prices.
It gets a little technical here, but what's important to know, Warden says, is almost two-thirds of the property taxes the county collects comes from oil and gas. So if revenue from the energy sector drops off, other taxpayers could be left to foot the bill if cash reserves dry up.
If they have bonding for construction of, say, a new high school, like in Platte Valley, say in Kersey, the bonded indebtedness, who pays that will be impacted instead of the oil and gas companies paying two-thirds of that. As oil and gas production drops and prices drop, other taxpayers will pick up a bigger share of that.
Long story short, even if you aren't directly affected by an oil and gas bust, you may see a bigger tax bill in the coming years if you live in Weld County. How much bigger depends on how long the downturn is. The county has been through energy booms and busts before. That's just how the industry works. Restaurant manager Jose Casillas says he's seen several of these cycles.
Well, I've been here since 2008, and I've seen it come and go. You know what I mean? I've seen it come and go maybe two or three times. When it comes, it's amazing, it's beautiful, but when it's gone, you know, I see a lot of people struggling, man. A lot of people that, you know, they really depend on it.
But this one, he says, feels different. The county recently declared a local disaster emergency due to the public health crisis and the looming economic impacts. The move unlocks federal financial aid for people and businesses hit hardest by the downturn in the weeks and months ahead. Matt Bloom, KUNC.